and weird shapes began to appear. Mechanical monsters with long, scrawny arms rose up from the edge of the river. Docks and wharves creaked amid chugging sounds, and Little Toot heard the rattle of chains. Before he knew what was happening, he was entirely surrounded by monsters, their long arms reaching skyward. Some were loading cargo from barges into freighters, and some were unloading cargo from freighters into barges. It was a busy place. And all the while, a tough gang of tugs pushed and shoved their way into the confusion. They paid no attention to a greenhorn like Little Toot. He wasn't wanted there, and Little Toot saw a good reason why. A brilliant red barge flying a danger flag was being loaded with explosives. It was enough to frighten anyone. Little Toot threaded his way between cables and tow lines in a frantic effort to get away. He hoped he would never see this place again. At last he was free. The sun had cut through the haze, and there before him stretched a bridge with towers. It must be a gateway to somewhere, thought Little Toot. Since its drawbridge was already drawn, the little tugboat quickly slipped through. Little Toot knew he was heading in the right direction, because it was beginning to be a beautiful world. Soon he must...